Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Court ruling against Auditor General on Laurentian documents disappointing, Ontario faculty ASIC. Says a group representing University Faculty Association says it is disappointed by a court ruling that determined Laurentian University is not required to provide Ontario's Auditor General with privileged information as she conducts a value-for-money audit of the insolvent university. It is vital that Laurentian University show some accountability and release these documents to the Auditor General, said the press release from the Ontario Confederation of University Faculty Associations, OCUFA. We need to understand what happened at Laurentian to make sure it doesn't happen at any other university, said Sue Wertola, president of OCUFA. These documents are important records that will shine a light on how things got so bad. Following the Superior Court of Justice's ruling, Ontario Auditor General Bonnie Lissick told Sudbury.com she would appeal the decision. Read the full story here. Sudbury Student Services Consortium has already announced 17 bus cancellations. It was the first day back to in-person class for local JK-12 students on Monday, and Sudbury Student Services Consortium has already announced 17 school bus cancellations due to the impact of COVID-19. The consortium has announced the following COVID-19 cancellations: L012, L030, L103, L655, L823, N305, N406, N431, N459, N467. It has also announced that the following routes are cancelled during the week of January 17 due to a driver shortage: L006, L011, L110, L801, L809, L811 and L866. Sudbury's Rebecca Johnston excited to lace up for her fourth Olympic Games. Sudbury hockey star Rebecca Johnston is returning to the Olympic ice rink for a fourth time, this time in Beijing. On January 11, Hockey Canada released the new roster for the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing for women's hockey. Johnston, alongside fellow Olympic veteran Marie-Philippe Poulin and 21 other women, will be representing Canada for the opening on February 4. It honestly never gets old to represent your country and be able to go to the Olympics, Johnston told Sudbury.com in a phone interview. When I found out, it was an amazing feeling, and just a huge honor. And I'm just very proud to be able to represent Canada again. The veteran forward and Olympic superstar has 2 gold medals and 1 silver medal under her belt. One of her favorite memories on the global stage being the fateful Sochi Olympics goal that scored her team a gold medal. In the finals of the Sochi Olympic hockey games, winning the way we did. It was just a fairy tale ending. It was incredible being part of that game and being able to win that in such dramatic fashion. Read the full story here. Robert Stephen Wright denied bail for a third time. Robert Stephen Wright has been denied bail a third time. Superior Court Justice Patrick Boucher delivered his decision Monday morning. He dismissed the application, stating any material change in circumstances, as filed by Wright and his counsel, wasn't sufficient. There is a publication ban in effect, so none of the evidence can be made public in this case. Wright, who is now 42 years old, is charged with second-degree murder in the 1998 stabbing death of Renee Sweeney. He has been in custody since he was arrested in December 2018. Wright's lawyer, Michael Lacey, was seeking a bail review hearing, citing a material change in circumstances. A publication ban prevents any evidence from being discussed in the media. Boucher told the court he will be releasing a written document containing his reasons for dismissing the application by January 18. Read the full story here. Health Canada approves Pfizer antiviral treatment. Health Canada has approved Pfizer's antiviral treatment for COVID-19 and the drug maker says some of it has already been delivered for use. The authorization posted to the Health Canada website Monday morning says the treatment can be used for adult patients with mild or moderate COVID-19 who are also at high risk of becoming more seriously ill. The drug review team at Health Canada says the risk-benefit analysis was favorable for adults in this category. Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Supriya Sharma says this is the first oral medication approved for COVID-19 that can be taken by patients at home. She said until now all authorized treatments were administered intravenously or by injection in a hospital. Paxlovid is a combination of two different drugs that are to be given within 5 days of infection. Together, the drugs showed to be almost 90% effective at preventing hospitalization or death among higher-risk patients with COVID-19. Read the full story here. Omicron wave may be peaking, but modeling shows COVID-19 hospitalizations to surge. Canada could be nearing the peak of the Omicron wave of COVID-19, but public health experts still expect the high number of cases to drive a surge in daily hospitalizations in coming weeks. New federal modeling released Friday shows the wave might be cresting, or just about to do so, but health experts won't know for sure for another week or so. It's quite possible that in the next few days we will see that peak, at least in the number of cases, Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam said at a news conference. Quebec had already pronounced the latest wave as cresting, and on Friday British Columbia's modeling suggested the province likely hit its peak this past weekend. In Ontario, the expert pandemic advisory group said the latest indications suggest COVID-19 hospitalizations could peak in the next few weeks, as test positivity has started to decline in the province. Nationally, this wave is expected to top out at between 170,000 and 300,000 actual daily cases and recede into February, based on available data. Read the full story here. Wind chill brings a risk of frostbite today. The wind chill has returned for another day, according to Environment Canada's Tuesday forecast. Expect a high of -16 today under mainly sunny skies. The wind will be blowing at 15 kilometers per hour, so expect a wind chill of -30 this morning and -20 this afternoon. There is a risk of frostbite on exposed skin. There is snow in the forecast for tonight and a low of -17.